Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/19/2019. It's a double 19, I guess, huh? Friday night live show. And I will tell you what. We're seeing all kind of interesting things. Last night, before the Wisconsin power outages due to fires and explosions and such in their power plants in Madison, Wisconsin, which would have a whole lot of Hezbollah and all kind of this, that, the other EIEIOs of the moon and stars. And then, but last night there was a power pole that busted or what have you in Seattle and takes out a neighborhood. And then we got Wisconsin, you know, and then we've got all kind of stuff going on. If you look and wonder about the hot weather and all those people in those neighborhoods that have no air conditioning, and then you've got some trouble in Trouble City, let me tell you. Now, I'm just going to give you a tip, because I gave this tip to a real nice lady from down there, right outside of Jacksonville. I'm not going to name the town, but it has an MC in it, maybe, and MC or something like that. And then she just talked to somebody and turned them onto the show today outside a Dollar Tree store. Because I know she was down there getting supplies. And that's our friend who is the tough grandma that fought the meth head trying to grab her purse inside the car. And she said, "Oh no, Mr. Lord Jesus, help me now." And help appeared from the wings and jerked that guy out of the car. And that guy went to jail and she never even had to testify. They look one look at her and they said, "No way, man. They're going to fry this guy." She fought him in the car and got a look at his face the whole bit. So they cut the deal and put him away. And I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. You got the Iranians. That's the Prince of Persia. The demonic spirit is the Prince of Persia, you see, that overlays and controls that area. And they're getting ready to suck in, you know, and put the hooks in the jaw to bring Gog Magog, bring Russia, bring Iran, to bring Ethiopia, to bring Togarma, Gomer, and all the bands and boys and girls against Israel. And then, you know, that's in Ezekiel 38, and I've read it to you a lot of times. But I'm going to read to you once again, because this is what verse 10 says. If you read verses 1 through 9, it's talking about, "I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth all thine army, horse and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helm. Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee." And they're going to go against Israel. But in verse 10 of Ezekiel 38, "Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass." So in other words, in addition to what he's already told you in verse 1 through 9, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, "I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and when I go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land." That's west of the Mississippi, baby, and the Great Plains, and into the upper upper Midwest, where the grain from North Texas on up, where the grain and the cattle and all the stuff is grown to eat, you see. And that's what's being nailed and has been nailed by all of the weather and all of the flooding. And now we got the heat. I just wonder somewhat if maybe the heat was not generated up to try to dry out some of the wheat lands prior to harvest. Because it's now harvest time in July for wheat in Kansas, and they've already started or would normally have started about now. North Texas, Oklahoma had gone up, you see, in that kind of area. And then you go into Nebraska, and the custom cutters had gone up until they hit into Canada. But now we're starting to get all the stuff. If you look at the Mimic, M-A-M-I-C, at University of Wisconsin, by the way. Madison, Wisconsin. If you look at that, and let me just click it because I looked at it just a second ago. And if you look at the Mimic, which is Tropic, T-R-O-P-I-C dot S-S-E-C dot W-I-S-C dot E-D-U. And if you look up that and you look for then Mimic on those pages, M-I-M-I-C or M-I-M-I-C dash T-P-W-2-M. Mimic dash T-P-W-2-M. And then you go and you click on the various things. You click on the color scheme. But if you look at the Mimic, and you've got it on the TPW layer, and you have the domain of North America. You see, you got to click the little buttons at the top. And you turn it on a 24-hour, and you will see huge energy constructs like pool cues or rectangular shapes that are building blocks. You'll see one coming. It looks to be coming maybe out of Florida, which is going across the Gulf of Mexico, pushing the moisture to the west and trying to push it on through the Baja or the Isthmus of Mexico into the west coast, but then off of the coast of Washington and British Columbia. You'll see a nice rectangular box, which is dumping energy into the Juan de Fuca Strait right now, and also possibly pushing moisture and all the moisture out of Canada. And then there's another pool cue that's bouncing out, and it looks like it's coming down, maybe out of Russia to bounce and to hit Oregon, Washington, in that area. And what it's causing a clockwise flow of moisture in the Pacific, but it's pushing that clockwise flow out. But it looks to me like Russia is putting it on us over here and still loading up the fault lines. Now, I don't know what's going to happen there, but it's pushing all of the stuff out and it's driving the heat through all the way to the East Coast. And we'll have to see what happens after that. And then meanwhile, in the midst of all of that, we've got Ezekiel 38, do we not? Do we not have Persia, the prince of Persia, the evilness that the archangels had to deal with for quite a while before they could come and talk to Daniel? Before Gabriel could come and help Daniel out, see him. And meanwhile, inside the United States, the Iranian-backed sleeper cell militants are hibernating and allegedly positioning for attack. And that's according to the freebeacon.com. Iranian-backed militants are operating across the U.S., mostly unfettered. In other words, nobody's taken much of, a notice of them. Raising concerns in Congress and among regional experts that the sleeper cell agents are poised to launch an attack inside the U.S. Well, maybe they launched one in Seattle. Maybe they launched one in Madison, Wisconsin today. The death by a thousand cuts, you see. Maybe they did some the other day in New York City when they hacked that. And then they still haven't told you what really caused it, have they? And then I heard that there were power outages in Staten Island that weren't reported, and that was the day next after that. But at the same time, you see, we've got the first part of Ezekiel 38, Gog Magog, and it's a British tanker. There were two British tankers. One apparently they let go, but I bet they grabbed all the oil and offloaded it there. And you see, the United States could go in, and I'm going to tell you what. I have heard that the Marines are looking for some liberty, looking for liberty there in those Straits of Hormuz ports, you see. Not to go get a drink, but get some, if you know what I mean. To get some, if you know what I mean. And I'm not talking about no girls or no sidewinder boys, neither. I'm talking about get some, you know. And I remember an old Marine Corps frogman that I used to hang out with years ago. He's passed on to Tupelhunden, you know, brigade somewhere else. But he was a Marine Corps frogman that cleared obstacles at Incheon when they made the landing there. And what's interesting is later in life, he was a friend of a certain Air Force general that used to smoke a big fat stogie when he was on the flight line, even when the flight line had avgas and nuclear weapons on it, you know? And that guy knew his family, so instead of having to play favorites with an Air Force personnel to guard him, he had this Marine Corps buddy, you know, guard him and work plain clothes sometimes. Somebody wanted to bomb Vietnam back to the Stone Age, you see. It's your history lesson tonight. You can look all that up. But I used to know this guy, man, and, you know, I think about him, and I think about, you know, we ought to take some of them Marine Raiders. They brought back the Raiders, and they got the recon, and recon's plenty, plenty tough, you know. Up from the wreck in the middle of the night, make a head call, and I'm ready to fight. Grease gun K-bar by my side. These are the tools that make men die. Marines are very efficient and very, they do a lot more with what they're given, let me tell you. And I think about the Marine Corps raiders that used to slip up on Japanese islands, you know, little rubber ducky boats or swim in, you know, and then wreak havoc on the Japanese, who are pretty stealthy and were martial artists. But the old Marine Corps raiders used to sneak right in with the big old raider knife, and they used to slit throats in the middle of the night and make the Japanese be scared to death. Maybe they should just release a few of them boys on liberty and let them kind of humpy-dump swim in and have some SEALs come over on the other side of them, too. And just go up in there and see if they can't cause a little trouble in Iran land, you know. But what I really think they should do, and let me tell you, those Ayatollahs, you know, Ayatollahs of no rock and roll, let me tell them, their positions are noted. Their positions are watched, and people in the U.S. military at the highest level. at the highest level of counterterrorism, the MMV and those boys in the spacecraft that have the laser weapons, that have the particle beams, they have the nukes, they have all kind of electromagnetic this, that, and the other in ships that can hover overhead, be cloaked, or from deeper space just zap them. Or maybe they'll use a little narrow beam down there and get old Ayatollah Khomeini and say, Ayatollah, you ain't got no rock and roller. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you, Ayatollahs and mullahs and all of you out there, in the Iranian persuasion, you see, or any of those areas, these guys that we got from space can zap you, and they know where you live, and they know what bunker you sleep, because you change back and forth. And some of them you can go connected underground over in Iran, can't you? But they can also pop your banks and burn your money and burn your gold. But what I'm going to really tell you, it might bother you. Mr. Rohani, old Row of Honey, and old Khomeini Chameleon. You know, they got portable gates. And they can operate a portable gate. And they can appear on your balcony or in your basement in the middle of the night, and they're going to see where you're at, and when you look up, you're going to have loose, you know what, real quick. And they did that to Assad. You might even call Assad up and ask him when he was out smoking a cigarette on his balcony and some boys just popped in out of nowhere and put laser beams on his chest, and then he peed his pants and fouled himself on his balcony, and they whispered in his little ear to tell him to be a good boy. Well, they should have just did him, and we wouldn't have the Syrian Civil War. So that two can play at this game. And we also know, Iran, that you are playing the stalking horse for Gog and Magog, trying to lure the U.S. in or to lure Israel in to pop you. And let me tell you something. When they pop you, they ain't just going to pop your batteries in the Persian Gulf or the Straits of Hormuz. They're going to hit Tehran. They're going to hit Natanz. They're going to hit all of your cities where you got your stuff at. And you got beautiful cities. And you had a very interesting culture. But let me tell you this. You're going to push and push and push. And all that roaming around in the clown uniforms on TV and waving your little green or yellow flags or whatever you got. All that stuff's going to go hunky-dory bye-bye if you don't watch out. On the other hand, do you not smell also the communism of the Red Chinese and of Soros and of all of the high-level banking types? Do you not see that they're also funding AOC, you see? Is it anti- If you just took the O out, is it Antichrist or is it anti-official, you know, Christ or what is it? These women are demonically possessed. In the end times, the women will rule over you, you see, but well, then they'll tell you. They're coming for you and everybody out there. Let me just tell you what I told you about the third show that I ever did 15 years ago. I had to really be structured the first two, and I had it all laid out to the minute and all that stuff, and I had timers and stuff. And I was not free-flowing. Well, let me say this. Sharpen your K-bars and top up your magazines. Because these people are coming to eat your livers and to steal your children and your spouse. And to take your home and to take your money. I find it very funny that Bernie Sanders, all of a sudden, his people want to be paid $15 an hour. And he don't like that. Because they're lying, demon, communist rats. Lying, demon, communist rats. My old man knew Mayor Daley. These people are not like Mayor Daley was. Mayor Daley ran a city of Chicago that was so flush with money, they financed their own crosstown expressway without state or federal help years ago. So, everything worked. Everybody was working. The boundaries, the factories, everything was working, you see. The biggest building back then was the Prudential Building. But, oh, it's different now. Now it's a sanctuary city with lesbian women running it. And then you look at San Francisco. And I read a report the other day that said that San Francisco is more dangerous from the standpoint of catching disease or getting a plague or a biological, you know, disease, like a bubonic plague or a hepatitis or a hemorrhagic fever or any kind of a thing or tuberculosis. It was more dangerous than many of the cities in Brazil or in Mexico or India. Remember San Diego? The Mormon guys go to hear a concert in San Diego from Salt Lake. They fly in. There's a band they want to see. They go there, and all of a sudden, just by touching stuff in San Diego, which now has to be steam cleaned all the time, they got hepatitis. This thing is getting loose and getting loose, and you had better be prepared and ready to go. Because we could have the Gog-Magog war start in earnest. And I mean bing, bang, boom. And then I'm going to tell you what I've told you for years. I do believe that they're still going to use the EMPs over the United States. How quickly could it be delivered?
Well, you know, Hawk, there's about 20 to 30 minutes before the ICBM could come in. And we'd have time to go to the... No.
With a hypersonic delivery, if it was Russia, China's got it too, but if it was Russia, less than 5 minutes, if you want to do it that way. North Korea also has on their satellites, they could drop EMP bombs down, or you could use the Spetsnaz, which are still here, Russian special forces that Obama brought in. Heck, him and Valerie Jarrett probably still running them with Soros money out of the basement in Calorama. So you hear me out there. You get ready to fight. If 91% of the lefty stinking communists say that they anticipate a violent civil war in the United States, then what that means is this. 91% of the communist, lefty, socialists, they're not progressives, they're not liberals, they're demon communist rats. They are 91 out of 100 want to slit your throat and kill you and take all your money. And take your children and do with them what they want. And take them to the local library with the barking demon, drag queen, transgender, who knows what's. And oh, the oh so normal jig your booty out of South Bend. Well, I'm going to tell you what, jig your booty. Well, see how much respect you get. You go to the Orient, or you go to the Middle East with your husband and you kiss him on the mouth. Maybe you should go get some tea girls out of Afghanistan, you know. They're boys, but they call them tea girls or whatever. Well, let me tell you. So if you're not in that 91%, but you can still see the writing on the wall, do you realize that the guy told Ted Cruz in the thing the other day, the expert, saying that Google and, you know, who was the other? Facebook are going to try to steal the election for the communists? People say, well, how can they, oh, Trump is really, yeah, oh boy, he's got all the money. You know, they can trick out the vote and the voting machines. Do you not think that the big tech could arrange that? They could even send their experts in for free to lend a hand to all of the secretaries of state, you see. And they could, oh, just make sure everything was safe. There's a reason that in Israel, I think they take 2 days to vote, they use a written ballot, a printed ballot. They used to anyway. And I'm going to tell you what, with the cameras and things we now have, you can put 17 cameras and poll watchers on every ballot box. And you can watch everything that goes into it. And you can watch everything that goes in a van with the person to take it. From the precinct to the county, whatever. And it can be certified as a true election. And then you can have people in the count watching the count with the cameras. But no, we got to have hackable stuff. The companies that operate on behalf of the high-level banking conglomerates and the Illuminati that have been running these elections all these years. Although Trump threw him for a loop. Now, let me say this also. If you go to Ezekiel 39, and let me say this, verse 11, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, and the valley of pastures on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the Valley of Hamon Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, and they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the pastures those that remain upon the face of the earth to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. Well, let me tell you what, Russia, let me tell you what, Iran, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, Togarma, Gomer, all your bands. Israel's going to go against you, and the Lord God's going to be on their side. Now, Israel will be, to a great degree, destroyed too. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong on that. But I will say this. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But for the elect, you'd better prepare, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you what, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Keep me swinging the bat at the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And keep me trying to tell you the best I can with the information I get. And what the Lord gives me and what I see in the Bible and from my studies and from other people that I get information and that are sources for this show. You want to keep me in the game, and I hope you do. You can contact me just to talk or to say something at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. But if you want to send a card or letter, and if you wish to enclose anything in there, it would be most needed and wanted. It can be Federal Reserve notes. It could be a silver dollar. 1/10 ounce of gold. Whatever it might be, a check, a money order, you can send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold and protect you against all evil and to give you superabundance so that you may prepare to. And this is the way I stay in the game. And I'm going to tell you what. If you have done your preps, if you've got your food, your water purification, if you've got your firearms and 1,000 rounds of ammunition, if you have your boots for summer and winter, if you have your bug out location, or if you've got your shelter built in the basement in case there's a nuclear war, where you've got something, maybe that lean-to shelter that they teach you how to build in the FEMA material, or Crescent Carney's How to Survive Nuclear War, some of the things he shows you how to build. But you can take 3/4 inch plywood and you can put a frame around on the top of it, lean that up against the wall, and affix it there, make sure it doesn't fall down on you, and you can pile up concrete block and brick on that in a corner of the basement. Then you can bring your water barrels up, you can bring your stacked food up, stack all of that up around the edges. You can then put all kind of other furniture and other things, and that becomes an expedient shelter. And if you have your gas mask, your NBC gas mask and filters, your Tyvek F suits, all of that stuff, you got maybe over here by a restroom or something, a kiddie pool by the drain, a kiddie pool full of water. You got clean clothes, or you got somewhere you could shower before you come into the basement. You can do it that way. A good place to start for a lot of preparedness stuff is Dare to Prepare. Holly Drennan Deo. Holly Deo, Dare to Prepare. There's also other good books as well. And they're called a doomsday, you know, hoax. All kind of good books. But let me say this. Do the best you can. If you can't do anything else, get another can of chunky soup, because that's one ration for one day for one person. Get it with the meat, the vegetables, the potatoes, the gravy, or the noodles or whatever in it. So it's comprehensive nutrition. Not the best, no. Is it the keto diet? No. Can you survive and fight on it, you doggone right? Because I think we're going to have to fight for that tough 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. From what Lord Jesus already tells us, we are in the beginning of sorrows. Go to Matthew 24, King James, and read it. The beginning of sorrows. We're already there. Is that part of another 3.5 years? It's not the Great Tribulation that's sort of like it? I kind of think we're probably in that zone maybe already. I don't know. But the Lord keeps telling me to tell you to get ready and to not get caught, because it's going to all come on you like a thief in the night. And you can not know the exact day he'll come back, but you can know the season and all of the type of events that will be ongoing prior to when he does. Serious business. Serious business. And I'm going to tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle would tell you, if you've already got your other preps done, when you're starting to see that Dalio, the guy that has the largest hedge fund in the world, has made the case to go buy gold, and when Jim Sinclair of JS Mindset and Bill Holter, his partner, tell you that gold might go as high when they do the reset on a financial deal, if they do it, could go as high as $87,000 an ounce. Now, old Hawk don't guarantee that. Neither does old JS Mindset, Jim Sinclair. But it already is going up. And at some point in time, if you've got war, or if the power grid goes down, EMP, power grid out, and what does that mean? It also means that all the computers go bluey, and most all of the roads are parking lots, because the computers in the car, your brain box in your car, is shut off. And you ain't gonna restart it. It's fried. Now, if you've got some old points and plug cars, you got an old 55 or 57 Chevy, or you got some other type of a hot rod, you know, that's got points, plugs, condenser, you know, and you, maybe you still run it on something old-fashioned, you know what I'm saying? You got an old mower. Maybe you got a Model T or a Model A. Or an old Ford truck or Chevy truck. Put them back into action. Get them tuned up. Get the brakes ready. Put new tires on them. Some of those old Volkswagens and stuff, they'll all work. You got an old diesel, not the one with all the fancy computerized and this, that, and the other, and, you know, fuel injection. No. Get something with a glow plug, and you pour the old number one K1 in it, and you fool around with the engine a little bit. You make sure it's going all right, and you pop that thing, and it will fire up. But I'll tell you what, if you've got all your other preps done, then Brother Quayle would say, get some gold and silver. You can call him at Renaissance Precious Metals, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com as well. You can click through. But if you call him at that number, you'll either get Steve, or you'll get Daryl, his manager, or you get his son Tyler, who is excellent and is also a good pilot. Have him send you some. And get it quick. Because we could see, if we were to go in and hit Iran, it could escalate quickly, and then immediately inside the United States, Iranian sleeper cells and other Muslim sleeper cells and the Russian Spetsnaz and the Red Chinese biological weapons teams. The gray terror, the terror you don't know who it's all about. The overture, like we've talked about so many times. Do you see? And I tell you, old crazy horse telling me today. Incidentally, go ahead and go where you was thinking about going up there. All right? Go ahead and go, but go well healed, you know? And take along your NBC gear and a little food, too. Now, Crazy Horse tell me about, he's saying he's seeing out in his area, Utah and in the western, the Wasatch and all that area up in there, all those big, long, wide roads, but he's seen a lot of semi-trailer wrecks. And they're blocking off all the lanes and stuff. And he said, I said, well, maybe they're Allah Akbar drivers, you know? Right out of that Days of Wrath kind of a scenario. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Hello to Bellevue, Washington. Dunlap, Iowa. Hampton. Beatrice, Nebraska. And to my good old friends in Kearney. Actually, they just moved. God bless you. And down there in that old MC Florida outside of Jacksonville, hello to you, Rochester, and the old Buffalo, the Buffalo gals, hello to you up there. And the Maine Maniacs, I ain't heard from you in a while. The Maine Maniacs living in Massachusetts or the Maine Maniacs living in the Maine Maniac land. To all the people across the country who I've been blessed to have communicated with you in, you know, the email or through a card or a letter or a prayer. Understand that we have a command now up over the Persian Gulf. We've got a sky, you know, we have an airborne command. I know the name of it, but we got an airborne command up. And I'm going to tell you what, go ahead and blink there, Farsi boys. Go ahead and blink. And the Marine Corps will come in and help you with some of your latrine duties. You know what I'm saying? Like put you in them and pour a little of your own gasoline on them and just clean them all out. Yeah, up from a sub 50 feet below. Yeah. Bring back some old Raiders. Bring back some of the recon boys, you know. Put a few SEALs in there. You want to really get their attention? Then do all of that while you bring in like the 101st or 82nd Airborne, or you drop some Airborne Rangers down in there and just let them take the airport at Tehran and see how they like it, you know? And I'm going to tell you what, you get the Rangers, they'll go in and take that airport in Tehran or Islamabad, or, you know, not Islamabad, but Isfahan. They'll take that and hold it just as long as they want. And we can come in with some TR-3Bs and we can turn that whole deal into a parking lot. And then maybe your Roe Honey or your Kamakamani can start taking off towards the east like old Darius did when Alexander came after him. And while you're at it for the Red Chinese, I'd hate to see that flaw that was put in the designs of your Three Gorges dams that's in the deep inside of it so it's not noticeable. I'd hate to see that get effectively vibrated with a tectonic weapon. Ha ha! Blood City, boys! Until the Russians, I'd hate to see your Chaika burn once again. And you people, you don't know about Israel. Asymmetrical they are, and I'm going to tell you what. You know that they took the opportunities to plant nuclear devices underneath certain cities and certain capitals of places that might be their enemies? So far, data protected and maintained. Folks, I can only tell you that you need to be serious and you need to start doing what you can right now to add to your lists. And if you don't have good lists, go to Holly Dale's book, Dare to Prepare, okay? You can go to a jillion other places. You can also go up there to Holly Dale's, Stan Dale's website, standale.com, I believe. And you can print off lists that Holly had up there for years. DareToPrepare.com. And there's a first aid long-term storage list. It tells you what to buy. She's had it up there for years for free. General supplies, camping gear, carrying items, clothing for storage, you see. Communication items, cooking items, latrine, general hygiene, infant supplies, personal hygiene, pet care, you see. And that's another thing. Tools, handyman items. But if you have pets, dogs, cats, whatever, there are positive pressure systems that you can put them in, like over a cage, you know, or whatever, and then keep out the radioactive particles or the nuclear, biological, chemical particles, because they're positive air pressure, just like for babies, there are stuff called the Baby Ranger. And if you don't have that, you should look into it. I think ApprovedGasMask.com. ApprovedGasMask.com. Go up. They have complete sets. I don't know anything about them other than they do have comprehensive stuff. Make sure they have it in stock and they can ship it to you immediately. And it's brand new equipment. Tyvek F or better quality suits with the hood, the booties, the big industrial chemical proof rubber gloves, butyl rubber or whatever it is. The high quality gas mask with the full military grade N, nuclear, biological, chemical or C-burn, you know, radiological, you know, protection filters, and get more than one. But do what you can. There's also at Holly Dale's site up there, DareToPrepare.com, long-term storage food to do. They've got the Mormon food guides, and incidentally, those guides are pretty interesting. It tells you how much of wheat, flour, cornmeal, oats, rice, pearled barley, spaghetti macaroni, beans, lima beans, soybeans, peas, lentils, dry soup mix, vegetable oil, shortening. It tells you how much of all of this stuff to put back for men or women of different age groups. How many pounds to put back for a year, you see. Like here's wheat. You have a male age 12 plus, you need 189 pounds of wheat for the year. Total for a milk group, total for a fat group, total for a sugars group. Good information. There's also another one that tells you when to buy it, what to buy each week for 52 weeks. Get a list and start working down the list and add one thing to it if you can every day or once a week. And if you're going to go on to horseback, and a lot of you out in the West in the mountains or in various areas, wooded areas and things, are going to use horses. When eventually you can go out and travel with a horse, you may need saddle, high quality, that'll last you and be comfortable to sit in the saddle. You may need panniers or saddlebags or a rifle scabbard or a holster. Anything high quality, canteens, cowboy canteens, excellent looking. They'll even, burn in whatever symbol or design that you want into them. Beautiful work by Christian Cowboy and Cowgirl. SharpSaddles.com. They're now out of Oregon. They have a shop in Oregon. SharpSaddles.com. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The Chinese want to come at you. They want to bring the 5G on, and they want to sterilize you and drive you crazy and start to pulse that stuff and make your lights pulse and turn you into the Borg, and then they're going to come with the robot army. And they've already got men that are like robots. And they're going to try to take your guns with the robot army, you see, or with their men who are robots. And if all that don't work, you see, then they'll just put the biological weapon on you. Or maybe they'll do that first. There's another whole subject. If you have fish, are you hearing me? Got fish in an aquarium, you see. There are high quality antibiotics, according to medical doctors like Joe Alton, you know, the doom and bloom doc, you know, boom and doom block, doc, and his wife, who's a nurse, Amy, I believe they call her, doom and boom doc. And he's got good books about how to do medicine when there is no doctor and that kind of thing. He also has those high quality medical kits. And I might try to have him come on sometime and just talk to y'all about that stuff, if we've still got time. But according to him and others, and I have experienced this myself over the years, Dr. Leonard Horowitz is the one that first told me what to do if I had fish in an aquarium that needed antibiotics that happened to be the same type of antibiotics and the same companies that make them. For humans, same type, same style, same color, same numbers on it, same strengths, and same chemical composition. But they just happen to be for fish, you see. There's places to go look at that, and you need to look that up. Now, I'm not authorizing or telling you that you should have them or do anything you want with them for yourself. But I will say that they do, they say on those sites that they are the same manufacturers. I even looked at some of them once to see if it was like an antibiotic I got from my dentist when I had an infected tooth. And I had just taken, I think, some kind of an amoxicillin or penicillin of some type for that tooth, you see. And I looked that up on one of those physicians, the desk reference medication sites, who the manufacturer is, and the color of the pill, and the numbers and letters on the side of it and all that. And I looked at the ones that were in the fish deal. By George, same stuff. Food for thought, I guess, huh? But if we've got a one-second after thing, if you've not read that book, it reads real quick. You can probably go to a Barnes & Nobles or any bookstore, Amazon or whatever. William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. And I have some good people in the Carolinas who just happen to know him and got up and met him when he gives talks up in the mountainous areas up in there. And whether you be from Charlotte or Mars Hill or Boone, you ought to take a look and see if he's ever going to speak up in that area. Some of them Carolina Patriots might have him at their meetings or something like that from time to time. But 1 second after, and it's about Black Mountain, North Carolina, and about what happens to old I-40 when it becomes a parking lot and all the lights go out in all of the United States. And basically, it'll tell you about what they experienced, how quick it all happens. And old Doc from Charlotte was telling me some stuff today, and he said, I used to think, Hawk, that there'd be a big announcement on TV, or the church would say, it's going to start tomorrow, the end times, and he said, there ain't going to be nothing like that. It's going to come so quick, and it's going to be so much of a degradation and so tough and hard and fighting and starving and all of the stuff that you won't have. He says you've got to be able to wrap your mind around that, understand it, and then go to the next level and try to make the best effort you can without breaking all your bank or selling your grandmother's false teeth to get it, but just do what you can. And pray to Lord Jesus to assist you. And if you don't have the capability to do much, but if you can get one more can of chunky soup, if you could borrow, you might have an uncle or grandpa that's got 150 guns. See if he'll lend you a 12-gauge shotgun or a 22 rifle. Don't go into their Luciferian knife. Not a fight. Get out there tonight. Get some gasoline. Fill your tanks up. Go get some more food, some more bottled water, all the different items. Get you some ammo. Do something more to prepare now. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Lucifer. If you can put it on, kill the Prince of Persia and his people. Show them what a parking lot looks like. Do so if the Lord allows. Bad Angle Rangers, you're ready, I know, and pick it up. You're already in position. You're already in position to pour peace to. I'm so good. Got it in the eye. And when you run out of that, you'll run through them. Hand to hand.